About 3/4 of a cent lower. Live cattle futures are 60 cents higher. Feeder cattle up 7.5 cents. And the nearby feeders in the January are up 55. And lean hogs in nearby are a dime higher, 37.5 higher in the February contract for the day.
Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Turning our attention to the marketplace and what's happening in Chicago on this Tuesday morning, we're joined by Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about the overnight trade and the opening in Chicago, how things went, and expectations for the rest of the day.
Well, I guess I must have been reading a different report yesterday because I thought they cut the corn yield and raised the bean yield, and yet we've got corn down 1.5 and beans up 15 today. But, all in all, basically, it was very quiet overnight. This morning after the reopening, why the beans seemed to take steam, the CONAB numbers out of South America tended to firm things a little bit, and we continue to see firming cash basis, and we continue to see the bean meal run wild, pushing this market.
Why is the bean meal in such hot demand? Does it remain a distribution or a transportation issue, or is there something else afoot?
You know, that's a real good question that I don't know the answer to. We've spent a half hour discussing that here in the office this morning. Number one, yes, it is. There's bean meal, but it's in the wrong place. It's not down in the southeast where they'd like to have it because of rail car situation and the train's not moving product down there. In the past, though, that would have been solved with quick shipment basis levels and not on the board. We generally didn't go to the board to buy meal just because it was out of place. So that's another question. But along the way, I think that we are a little bit concerned about South American weather, but it sure looks good as far as we look at things. But I think what they're more scared of than anything is the extremely aggressive sales program that's on to ship to China and other customers out there for the meantime. That all happens in the first 3 to 4 months of the year, and scared that the bin doors will go closed, and it'll be hard for them to secure what they need to do that with, Todd.
You mean that the exporters in the United States will be find it problematic to pull soybeans from U.S. farmers?
Yes, I think that, that's the only thing that I can figure out at this point in time. Am I right or wrong? I'm not sure as of yet. We've sort of been wrong some of the ideas of looking at the big yields and expecting some of the things to happen and to go down, and we've went up in the meantime. The month of October has been a very frustrating month.
And I haven't looked, and I don't think anything has come about, but how problematic do you suppose the two-week closure of the Mississippi River to daytime traffic is going to be on the lower Mississippi River? I think that's near Memphis.
It's around Memphis. They're supposedly working on some levees there, and it will be problematic in the respect that, number one, we're getting colder weather coming across the north. Talk of, how far north and how long will it be able to run because of weather situation, when will the rivers freeze over, and also just the speed of getting things to the Gulf. If we noticed and watched our export shipments, we've been very, very heavily loaded on beans, lightly loaded on corn, and even lighter loaded on wheat as far as our exports have been going. So it's getting the beans down to the Gulf for the export program that I think Dan has told us repeatedly that was very aggressive for the first 3 months of the year.
Yes, indeed. So does this $10.45 futures price in Chicago and 18 cent up move today, does that tell you that producers ought to really open the bin doors and let these things go?
If you'd asked me a week ago, I would have said, oh my gosh, yes.
And
I've seen to be proven wrong here in a few things, and I do think that it does offer some better opportunities than we definitely had and were looking to be offered to us. So I think rallies should be rewarded, because in the end, we're still going to have a lot of beans at the end of the year.
What are things happening in the livestock market that we should discuss for the day? Anything?
The livestock markets, we've seen a little bit of pressure off and on, up, give and take over there. But all in all, staying extremely strong. I think that the demand for beef is going to be good. One of the things that we look at is, disposable income, and the way that the gasolinas went down at the pump, it's millions of dollars a day back in the economy, and people that were hadn't got to eat as much beef as they liked to, or going back out and spending some of that disposable income on beef.
Yeah, I think I filled up for $2.82 yesterday morning. That seemed pretty cheap. And the RBOB gasoline price, just $2.93 or 6 cents this morning at this hour. Crude oil dropped to $76.42 earlier today. That's a pretty nice little low.
It is low, and one of the things that we like about that is seeing that we know that that takes some of our competition from overseas. It's not always our political friend that puts them in a negative situation on their production of their crude oil, too.
In the same point, the U.S. dollar remains stronger at 87.859.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's sort of a blessing and a curse in itself. We like to see our country and our economy being one of the strongest ones out there, but it does hurt us in competitiveness as far as we go into the world. But I think all in all, a good, strong economy is much more favorable.
A couple of things coming up. Looking forward to our first annual Farm Assets Conference. That's in Normal, Illinois, on the 24th day of November. You'll be there. Glad to have you along for that one.
Yeah, looking forward to doing that and seeing everybody there. And I think we're going to pick up a lot of good points on the new government program and how we need to sign up for that while we're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, and will join us on the 24th day of November. That's the Monday before Thanksgiving at our Farm Assets Conference. You can do that as well if you'd like. It's really simple and quick and easy to do. Just buy your tickets online at our website, willag.org, or dial this number, 800-898-1065. And we will have Jonathan Kappas on hand. He's the policy specialist from the University of Illinois and the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. Spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. He knows the inner workings of the brand new farm bill, in particular of the ARC and PLC programs. That's a program that farmers will need to be signing up for next year. But some decisions will need to be made this fall and yet into the winter months. If you're interested in finding out about those, whether you're a farm owner, a farm operator, a landowner, you can do that at our Will Ag Farm Assets Conference, again, the 24th day of November. That runs all day long. We'll have six different panels. We'll take up the Farm Bill with Jonathan Kappas, the crop insurance payments and decisions as they change also with the Farm Bill with Gary Schnitke, and the price of land with Bruce Sherrick, along with having a dozen of our regular analysts on air with us for panels on the cash grain market, the soybean market, and the corn market. Should be a really good program. Cost is just $25. In Normal, Illinois, we'll be at the Marriott Hotel. That's the same hotel, by the way, as the commodity conference for the associations, which is the next day. So you can do a two-for-one if you want. Call your commodity association and ask them about that. And I think for $75, you can go to both of them. So it's a really good deal. Again, that's in Normal, Illinois on the 24th day of November. Sign up today. Buy your tickets online at willag.org. Just $25 at 800-898-1065. Let's check the numbers as they're trading in Chicago. December corn at this hour is at $3.69¼. That's unchanged for the day. March at $3.81¾, down a quarter. And the May at $3.90½, down a half. July corn $3.98, down a quarter of a cent. December futures are half lower at $4.14½. November beans up 17¼ at $10.44¾. January $10.42½, up 16¾. And July soybeans, $10.53, up 13¾ cents. Next year's November, $10.18¾, 8¼ higher. Bean meal futures up $12.50. Bean oil, 31 cents higher. Soft red winter wheat up a quarter at $5.17½. Live cattle futures in the February at $168.90, up 37½ cents. January feeders are up 37½ cents, and lean hogs at $89.52½ are up 40 cents at this hour. The outside markets show us crude oil at $77.20, down 20 cents. The wholesale price of gasoline is $2.93¢. That's just about unchanged. Ethanol futures down just about 0.5¢ at $1.91¢. You are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3. Urbana. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the rest of the day today. Right here, a 40% chance of rainfall, mainly before noon. Mostly cloudy. The temperatures will fall to about 39 degrees by 5 o'clock tonight, and then they'll drop all the way down to 23 for this evening. We'll have a more complete look at the weather forecast during the closing market report this afternoon, and an update of the markets in just about 1 hour. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.